Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, and how are you?
Okay. I'm just a little bit upset. They're charging me for some, I don't even know what it's for. I did call back April 5th when this order was placed. They told me I cannot cancel it until 30 days to May 5th. I was waiting for May, you know, around May 5th to come around to cancel for whatever this stuff was sent to me. I see they're charging me twice on my statement. I need to cancel.
Alrighty, let me.
Okay,
no problem. Let me start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your zip code?
11003.
Alrighty, thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Jeanette Grizzell, G-R-I-Z-Z-E-L-L.
Okay. For security purposes, could you please verify that address?
175 Hoffman Avenue, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And I do see that you had placed an order, shipping and handling, to receive the skin cream, is that correct? And the eye serum.
When I started putting that order in,
mm-hmm.
I stopped. Obviously, my computer didn't stop. It went through. Okay.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I called, and the lady told me I could not cancel it because of the fact that it was on its way being shipped. She told me to call back around May 5th, and I can cancel the order.
You could have. This order was placed back on April the 6th, it seems
Sixth.
Like.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And you could have canceled. I don't know who in the world even.
Allow me to cancel.
Oh, man, I don't know. Yeah, I do see what. In the world. Now they got in here that the charges because she didn't want to put the charges.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, I do see where they. Yes, ma'am. You could have actually gotten this canceled. Oh my goodness, I don't know who in the world does this. This is a call center, and there's no telling what agent. Where this actually went to, but I can actually get you canceled out of this because they were in a 14-day, they were in a trial period.
I see.
And yeah, and you had 14 days from the date that you placed that order to cancel. And yes, ma'am, you could have canceled this, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And then I see that they billed you $94.90, the full price of the shipments of each one of the items that you
yes.
received.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to actually try your products out, ma'am?
Yes, and it's I don't need anything like that. I really don't.
Okay. I can get you canceled out of this, ma'am. I am so sorry about that. Give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Okay. All righty. I've gotten you canceled out of that, ma'am. You can't be billed any further, nor will you receive any more shipments of these products. That cancellation takes effect immediately. I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Okay, so they will refund. refund me my money?
Yes, I will, ma'am, because that was really a bad misunderstanding. So what I will do, that one time courtesy, and I will, it will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days, and that that would be for both of them, okay?
Thank you so much. What is the confirmation?
You're more than welcome. And that it would be C as in Charlie. That's 662-979-996.
Okay, I'll read it back to you.
Sure.
C as in Charlie, 662-979-996.
That is correct, ma'am.
I want to thank you so much for your help. You have been so wonderful.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.